The collective bargaining law was already on hold under a temporary restraining order issued by Dane County Judge Marianne Sumi. Her ruling today effectively closes the case in her courtroom. In her written decision, Sumi wrote that there was a strong public interest in sustaining the legislature's actions and that the public was not served by keeping this legislation in limbo. But Sumi also wrote that the public's interest in sustaining the open meetings law outweighed that. Wrote Sumi, quote, "The court must consider potential damage to the public trust and confidence in government if the legislature is not held to the same rules of transparency that it has created for other governmental bodies." Practically speaking, Sumi's ruling may not change much. Attorneys for both sides were already preparing for oral arguments in early June on whether a circuit court could even take this step. And legislative leaders have said repeatedly that if the court doesn't act fast enough, they will pass the collective bargaining plan again in the budget they hope to finish next month. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.